This podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions that are simple to implement and easy to use. Find out more information at globalcashcard.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of
The Lost Podcast. And the new season started today and not Lost.
What? Oh, new like TV season?
New TV season and there's no Lost. But I think...
Well, we're used to it by now. I mean, this is, what, the third season without...
I think so. That's third start of Jay.
Yeah, third, like, TV season without Lost coming on right. In the fall part of that season. So we're pretty much used to it. It's just, I had the realization today that, you know, this is it. There's nothing after this.
No.
Or no Lost, anyway. I mean,
my life is over. As of May... I can check out.
Because you just finished season 2.0 of Battlestar Galactica, but I just finished Battlestar Galactica last week.
I'm caught on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Great.
Grand. But I finished it, and it's weird, like, because Colleen and I were both watching it straight through, and it was kind of like, we were like, this is our test run for Lost.
You know,
like
even
the,
though
the feeling after Lost is going to be over. It's going to be kind of like this.
I was spoiled, though, during the Emmys.
You think you're spoiled. I'm not going to let you think that you're right either way.
So. You're a bad poker player. I asked you and you just looked at me like, you'll have to find out for yourself.
I mean, it's a lot like Lost in that you're here and you're probably not going to guess where the end point is.
Because okay.
It's
all right.
It goes in a lot of different places.
It is a great show, and if you haven't seen it, I suggest you go out and watch it.
But I think once you're done watching Battlestar Galactica, I would like to do a podcast where we talk about that being the last episode, and how we're going to prepare for Lost's last episode.
If I finish before Lost ends.
You should. You're getting there.
I'm moving. I'm rolling.
Today, we have some listener feedback to get into.
We have
spoiler information on the next two episode titles.
Yes.
After
the first one.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been a first one yet, so can't say the next one.
Well, I'm saying we found out the first one already, so the next two episode titles that we haven't
found
out yet. And
the next two don't really sound as earth-shattering as the first one.
But we'll get into that in its own section that you can just skip over if you don't want to know. Also, we have a new song.
The song is completed, yes.
And that should be, well, we recorded that on Monday.
Yeah. And, it was actually from an idea from a listener who sent it to me,
mm-hmm.
The name of the group and the song. And I was like going, okay, we can mix that up. And I looked everywhere for this guy's email and I can't find it. So if you can send your email in.
One job to do.
Send your email in and just.
And you can't even give him proper love.
I can't give him proper credit. Sorry. But he knows who it is. Or it's she. I can't remember the he or she.
Man, I feel bad. I feel bad for this person. It was their idea and you're just kind of
throwing it out the door. We get 4 or 5 emails a week and it's tough for me to remember.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm old.
One job to do.
I forget things. I am old.
You blow it. All right, so.
We've almost narrowed down the Autism Speaks 30-hour marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to be the second week of March or the third week of March.
Weekend.
We're hoping. Yes.
But that should be announced by next Lost Podcast.
That or we'll put it on our message board. It'll be on something.
Also, on October 5th is our own fall season for Nudia.tv. A lot of new shows coming up. And we filmed a couple of the new Jay and Jack vidcast. And
always a laugh riot.
Yeah, and there's some funny stuff in there, I think. Especially you.
Funny looking.
And I'm excited. We just got a new football vidcast to have on there, a video show for a new Dia.
Yes.
Talking to Chris today about that. So very exciting stuff.
Sorry it took so long, Chris.
And that's going to be...
I'll get back to you.
The fall launch is October 5th, the week of October 5th, and a full week-long schedule.
And tomorrow, this is coming out today, Thursday, yes,
but
Flash Forward is on tonight. I highly suggest you all watch it. We've seen it. It's really good.
Yeah, and our new Flash Forward podcast, Flash Forward Cast with Jay and Jack, is on iTunes. So if you'd like to subscribe to our new podcast about the TV show Flash Forward, go to iTunes, search Jay and Jack. That's probably the easiest way, and you should be able to see the Flash Forward cast with Jay and Jack on there.
But it's on tonight at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and the podcast will be up on Friday.
Right.
Oh, a lot of new stuff.
We're also doing a V podcast.
Which we're recording
on Saturday.
Tomorrow, Friday.
Is that Friday?
Yeah, we're recording it Friday, because we're doing Married Man on
That's
Saturday.
That's right. And the Married Man show, we're going to be trying to do consistent. We're going to try to be every, at least every Saturday. We're going to try.
And
for those who can't get enough of Warm Taffy.
And trust me, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are hard to get enough.
Well, maybe not.
Can I finish?
Yes.
But also, you may notice that we have a new sponsor for the Lost Podcast, an additional sponsor, a Global Cash Card. And these guys are great. They're working with us to start a couple really big contests.
Right.
For
with
the podcast.
Big prizes.
Huge prizes.
If you thought the shirts were cool, wait till you hear what is going to be offered.
Cold, hard cash.
Right.
Lots of it. So we're really excited about this, and we're working on the contests now. Global Cash Card, if you don't know what it is, I mean, they're working with us to kind of expand their brand and knowledge and stuff like that. But they
someone's helping wants us to help expand knowledge.
I know, it's a fatal mistake.
That's
huh?
that's a reach.
Oh man! 2 weeks from now, when the company goes under, they don't know who to blame.
That Jay and Jack. Oh, they did it again.
We caused the economic downturn in America.
And we offer no bailout. Sorry.
But they actually do payroll solutions. Instead of having checks, it actually goes on a like a MasterCard debit card. And it saves you a whole bunch of money on using paper.
It saves the environment. That's
and it's just it's a very easy-to-use thing. And you don't have to like worry about going cash checks or you know so-and-so banks and all this other kind of stuff. It's very easy to use. And it is kind of the future where payroll is going to go. So we're excited to work with them, and we're excited that they're going to work with us to make some really cool contests.
And also, they're going to help us out during the Autism Speaks,
yes.
So people that come to the who are there live may get prizes also. So it's a really good deal.
Yeah, and they're working with us. I mean, they're fans of the show, so they really want to work with us to do new cool things that we haven't done.
They're
before.
Huge Lost fans, so.
Yes. So it's very exciting, and we're glad to have him on board as one of our sponsors.
Exactly.
All right, so Jack, we have a lot to get into today. First, why don't we get into...
Well, I had a shout-out to Matt.
Oh, that's right, Matt.
Matt did me a favor.
Uh-huh.
I won't say what it was, but it is, but did me a great favor, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
Well, now you're going to set like this whole mystery. What did Matt do for you?
Matt, I can't say.
Wait.
Well, he asked me not to say.
You do have a thicker head of hair.
Yes, I do. Look at it flow. No, Matt sent me some information. And it was helpful.
Okay.
And I appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
So, Jack, what do you say we get into the Chris countdown?
Oh, I forgot about the Chris countdown.
Let's get into that right now.
Yeah.
You guys will find out.
Day 60 of Chris White holding the Jay and Jack Lost Podcast hostage.
Yes, on July 25th, 2009, at the San Diego Comic Con, we threw down the gauntlet.
Yes.
And we challenged Chris to come on the show, a real Lost Podcast.
We weren't challenging him to a hair combing contest.
No. We're challenging him to a podcaster off.
Right. We just said, hey, can you come on our show?
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, yeah.
He said, sure.
Sure. And people have sent an email saying they heard Chris say it.
We should have those people that were there as witness call in for the next Chris countdown.
Yeah, the next Chris. You guys that were there, call and say, yes, I heard Chris White from the official ABC Lost Podcast say he would come on the Jay and Jack show.
The Lost Podcast.
Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
Yeah, so we are starting to count the days since, you know, this challenge, this throwdown, this smackdown happened. And it has been 60 days.
We've had other guests come on, and they've actually, you know, we're pretty cool with people. We're not like it's not like 60 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not Mike Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's, you know, quit being a little baby. Quit being a little baby, Chris. Baby Chris.
Day 60, Chris.
All right, so that is that. You know what it is, and each Lost Podcast.
It will be
that
updated.
Does not have Chris on it. We'll have the Chris countdown update.
Exactly. We'll be updated.
All right. So Jack, now what do you say?
I got to tell you, okay. I hate calling people out like that. I don't like doing that. But in this case, 60 days.
All right. Let's get into news about
Lost.
These titles of Lost.
Okay.
And this is kind of spoilery. If you don't want to know the titles, skip to the next section. Because
we'll probably mention the first one again.
We'll mention
just
first
for the
one
ones
again,
who haven't heard yet or haven't.
And the two after that.
Right.
So skip ahead if you do not want to hear this information. It's AAC, so just skip. It's very easy.
Movie picks. Movie picks.
All right, we have some Lost news to talk about. The first three episode titles have been leaked.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean,
you're not excited.
It depends.
You're not excited by it.
I
it's not. That
I don't get excited by spoilers.
It's
I really
not that
don't.
Exciting that I need depends.
I don't want to know. You know how bad your control has become.
Well, you said it depends, and I said anyway.
Oh man. Anyway,
there's just not a lot of Lost information out there. I'm getting geared up for Flash Forward.
Uh-huh.
Flash.
Forward.
Dun, dun.
So let's get to the first one. We've already talked about it. Let's bring it up again. Go ahead.
It's LA Space X.
And from what I hear, this is gonna be like that's a two parter.
Right.
LAX part one, LAX part two.
So that's it's
so
we've
that's
had
like the first two
we've
episodes.
Had tons of theories about it. I mean there's
yes.
There's we've had hundreds of theories.
There yeah, exactly.
It could mean anything.
And the third episode, because remember the LAX is two parts, is go ahead, Jack.
What Kate does?
See, I don't know if I want to know what she does.
I think we've already found out.
What does Kate does?
Yes, I think we've already found out.
What?
Well, it's Jack or Sawyer. Now, if we get in trouble for that, I wanted to take it out. Jay insisted it stay in there.
Come on, that's hilarious.
All right.
You said it, not
I know
me.
I said it, but I just...
Be a man. Stick by your statements.
Well, I know, but it just... There's young kids listening.
Well, they should have their parents' permission to listen to this anyway.
Okay.
Okay, we talk about all the other stuff on Lost, which is far worse than implying what does.
Okay, got it.
You're okay. I think you're okay.
Okay.
All right, so
send your hate mail to Jay.
What Kate does.
What do you think it really is? What do you think it really is?
She's
doing something.
Well, I think it's like, okay, so what, this is how I saw it. What Kate did is looking back on what she did.
Right.
Like, because the first season was like, what did you do, Kate? Why were you on the run?
Right.
And the second season, we found out what she did, which was kill her father.
Right.
And this one, I think, if this kind of actually almost kind of steers it more in that direction that this is going to happen, they never get on that plane. Maybe it'll be like something along the same lines. I remember in the, what was that, America's Most Wanted clip from San Diego Comic-Con?
Yes.
Where they're talking about actually killed her father's...
Assistant.
Maybe it'll be from that perspective. It'll be in the present tense what she does.
I think it has something to do with Claire.
You think so?
I don't know why. Remember, she went back to find Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with Claire.
Okay. I mean, it brings up a lot of questions, and I'm sure we're going to theorize about
because
this.
Because her character needs redemption. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. That was a joke because everyone got upset last year about Locke and Kate and all that stuff. It was a joke.
Not really. You don't joke.
I don't joke. No, I'm serious. I think it's going to have something to do with Claire.
Uh huh.
And that's just all. That's all I have.
All right. Let's get to the third episode title.
And now. Let's get to the third title.
What's the title?
And now.
Okay.
Let's get to the third title.
Didn't we just get there? Because it's And Now?
It's And Now. It's supposed to be a Locke-centric episode.
Hmm.
And Now. And now he's dead again.
Is that kind of, is the And Now, that kind of be like, And Now our feature presentation? You know, like, what kind of perspective is, or where is that word taken?
And now get him off the beach because he's starting to rot. He's starting to smell. There's flies all around him. Uh-huh. Vincent's playing with his arm.
Oh, man, come on. You're worried about does, but you're okay with that.
Well, that's okay. That's in the show. Of course, the other stuff's in the show, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And just to give you a heads up on Flash Forward, and does is in like the first 15 minutes of the episode.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know if they were really dozing. I think they're just implying that they were getting ready to doze.
I think they were in the middle of the doze.
Oh, man.
But anyway. What? Okay. And so, and now, what do you think? It's rumored to be Locke-centric.
I think.
What does he do now? Is he alive now?
If it's rumored to be Locke-centric, I really hope it's Locke-centric because there's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Or now is he assuming the throne as the leader? They could go anywhere with this.
Or what happens now? It's a perfect title in that it's so like it's ambiguous.
It's
very ambiguous.
Like LaFleur.
Yeah, even more so than LaFleur, because LaFleur is like, I don't know what the heck that's about. But this one we can kind of try and like pinpoint if it is a Locke-centric episode. But who knows? It might not be. It's so early in the game. I think they've done this before, too,
is that they'll, early in the season, they'll switch episodes.
Yeah.
They did that last season. I think they did that also in the fourth season. They switched the episodes around.
Yeah, they switched Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham with 316.
316, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, that's exciting, and I really hope that we get to Locke and explaining what the deal is with Locke as early as possible. So if that is the case, I think that would be great.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows what direction they're going to go with
it. Exactly.
And now, so.
Also, big news, the Emmys just happened.
Right.
And I thought Neil Patrick Harris did a really good job.
I thought he did a really good job. Oh my gosh, this is really funny.
Uh-huh.
But the pace kept going. You know,
I liked how they separated into genres. The only part I didn't like is that during the miniseries one, I was getting really bored. I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, because you're not a big miniseries fan.
I'd never watched them.
What about the dying part? They had the in memory.
Oh, that was great.
That was great.
And they had Sarah McLachlan actually play live. I Will Remember You.
It was really well. I mean, done really well. Mm-hmm. The only problem is I wouldn't want to follow like a Paul Newman. Like they're applauding those guys. Well, they should do the people that are really big at the end,
mm-hmm.
because you have someone that might be a director or a writer, and you know they. And then Paul Newman, and then the next one like, I mean, this guy seriously, you got family members watching. These people have contributed to the.
I'm being serious right here. I would realize that Paul Newman is Paul Newman.
Yeah.
They probably wanted to space them out.
You know, it's funny when Walter Cronkite went on there. Maybe these people don't remember Walter. Maybe they're too young.
I expected bigger applause for Walter. He's legendary in the TV world.
But he didn't get much of anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was almost like Charlton Heston the year before. It was like a little smattering of applause.
Maybe it's just like the modern generations don't. But still, those are all TV people. They should know.
Also, when Bob Newhart came out, I'm a big Bob Newhart fan. Julie Louise Dreyfus and her husband, I think is it Brad Hall? Ed Hall?
No, I can never remember.
I think it's Brad Hall. They stood up. They were the only one standing up. Everyone else was just sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they don't recognize Bob Newhart as a legend.
But he was hilarious, though.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. But I think Ricky Gervais stole the show.
You know, he was. Yeah, he did. But you know, he was an accountant.
Who?
Bob Newhart was an accountant.
Really?
Before he became a comedian, yeah.
Really? Yep. Wow.
Don't really see accountants as funny, but
no,
he's funny. Yeah, Ricky Gervais, he is hilarious. You know what? He just doesn't care.
No. Well, he kind of just has the offhand comments that are just zing, zing, zing. Because he was on Conan the next day, and he was hilarious on Conan.
Was he? I didn't see that. Conan's ratings getting any better?
Yeah, well, you know what? He's killing in the 18 to 45. He's just in the overall, I think he's a little bit behind Letterman, but he's beating Letterman in the demographic that counts.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, I mean, it takes time to build up, the audience. But I think he's doing great, and I love Conan, so...
Well, if you love Conan, that's all that matters.
But Jay Leno's numbers are...
I just didn't see that working.
Well, have you heard some of his jokes are just... Me personally, he's not... I don't find him that funny.
He had a Sean Merriman joke. I can't remember what it was, though, but it was...
Slam of the Chargers. I heard about that.
About choking...
Yeah.
Something about tackling and choking. It was funny.
Saying the Chargers choke, basically.
Chargers choke, yes.
I don't think they don't choke.
They did this last week.
I'm in the playoffs. They only choked.
Playoffs.
But the past two, since Norv has taken to the playoffs, surprisingly, haven't seemed to choke.
They haven't choked since the 2006 playoff game against the Chiefs.
But that's not about loss. What we're really here to talk about,
right,
is Michael Emerson was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. in a drama, and he won.
Yeah, and the shout out to us was outstanding. Yes. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, that was great.
You guys might have missed it, but he kind of looks up and kind of gives a little wink. Mm-hmm. And I think that was to us.
Yeah, I mean, he always has a little sparkle in his eye.
I know his wife's in the audience, but I don't, you know, he can wink at her anytime. I kind of think it, I think it was a shout out to us. And again, Jimmy Aquino might have thought it was to him. But I really think that was to me and Jay. I was like, oh, I kind of grabbed my heart.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, congratulations, Michael.
Yeah, he's the nicest guy, and well, it's a second Emmy. He won for The Practice.
Well, like he said, he started, it's a role for character actors, award for character. You know, he was a character actor, and he was a one-time shot, and he became a...
For six episodes, and became full-time
character.
Yeah. And the role of his career, as he said it. And it's, you know, it's always, it's like, it's almost like candy when he's on the screen, because it's just, it's so good.
Well, that's when you have Terry O'Quinn.
And when Terry O'Quinn and him are good, it's so much fun to watch.
Well, all the actors, they do all do such a great job. So.
And I think he said it when we were in that panel for EW's Lost panel after ours. We sold out our room. They didn't know. No big deal. But
Well, Chris White wasn't there either.
Exactly. Well, I think he was there, and it kind of scared some people away.
You think that's what it was?
I think that's what it was.
Well, you know, he had his hair sticking up, and people are like, hey, I can't see. Down in front.
But he said there that he loves working with Terry Quinn because they're older actors. They've been in the business. They've been actors for a long time. So they're not like so crazy always, you know, on trying to get ready for this role in between takes or shooting jokes, having fun. And they can really just, you know, ping pong it off each other.
Right.
But yeah, definitely deserving of the Emmy. I'm really glad.
They're unlike me where I stay in character the whole time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like this when I'm like podcasting.
It's distracting when you walk in front of the lights.
Yeah, that's me. And I go off F-bomb, 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 F-bomb.
What the F is wrong with you?
You're a good guy. But blankety, 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 blank.
I'm done. I'm done with you professionally.
Yeah, done. Do you know who I am?
That's great. Deserving. He's been nominated, I think, for the past couple seasons now. And I'm really glad he won. I'm glad Terry Quinn won an Emmy. And they were nominated for Best Drama Series, but Mad Men won, and it's kind of expected. But I really hope it's kind of a Lord of the Rings effect that they'll get awards in their last year.
I think they will. And then you see, what was they were up for best? Was it Best Writing?
Yeah. And
was it Mad Men or was it which?
It was, oh, there, 30 that, Rock was one. I was like 30 Rock, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30 Rock,
and Lost.
Oh, then that would have been Mad Men.
Though. The Mad Men. It must have been Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, and Lost. I said, well, maybe they'll cancel each other out.
I don't know if it works that way.
No, I don't think so.
But
I voted for Lost.
Yes, because you're part of the Television Academy.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so congratulations to Michael Emerson, a great guy.
You earned it.
Yes, he definitely did. He definitely did. All right, so Jack, now what do you say we get into your song?
Is there a way we can start a campaign next year to get Lost? Can we like put pressure on the voters to
Lost a listener out there who maybe has the inside scoop on how this works. Maybe we can help.
We can start a campaign for the final season that Lost gets an Emmy for best drama of 2010.
Mm-hmm. And not to say they actually won their first season, but really I think they deserve.
Now who would go up there to accept the award?
I think the whole
probably
Damon Carlton would go up to accept.
All right, so I want a little wink. If we can get them the Emmy, I want a little wink.
I don't know if we're that powerful, but, you know, if we can help in some kind of way.
Maybe Damon can move his hair, part of his hair to one side or the other.
Like you do.
Yeah, so we'll know he's...
Oh, man. All right, so, Jack, you ready for your song?
Yes, I'm ready. Have I been stalling on the song?
I think so. It's a little bit... I think you did a good job, but we'll get into that now. Here we go. All right, Jack, we worked on a listener who you don't know the name because
It was last season.
Last season?
Last season, and they gave me every time they hear... Dead Lock, they think Long Live Rock from The Who.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that'd make a great song. Okay, you know what? I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
And I looked for this guy's name. I can't find it. You know, we have like 13,000 emails in the archive file. Uh-huh. I couldn't find it. I don't know what it was.
You didn't want it enough.
I kept hitting The Who, Long Live Rock, or Hawk, Lock, whatever his name is. Well, maybe that's what the problem was. I go, Long Live Hawk.
All right, so you worked on it and recorded it this Monday.
Yes. And I had help from Jeremiah.
But you did the lead vocals.
Yes, and we're going to put this into a video.
Yes, so this is the first song we've done, I think, since... Oh, yeah, that terrible American Pie cover. What was that one about?
Log Carrying Guy. Well, you know what we're going to do? This is the plan. We're going to get videos of all the songs we've done over the years and put them on New Dia because people have been asking.
And actually, yeah, we're also working on a Jay and Jack Lost album. So,
yes. Okay, for that. And well, we're going to be touring, opening up for U2.
They're coming to town, I think, in a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah, they're playing NC State's football stadium.
Are you going?
No.
All right. I don't know what your hatred is towards U2.
It's not hatred. I don't think they're all, you know, like, oh, they're so amazing. It's like, yeah, they're good, but...
They're very good. They're amazing. I'll say they're amazing.
And I think Bono just kind of rubs me the wrong way. He just rubs me the wrong way, so.
You just hate people who do charity work?
Yeah, and spend $48,000 to fly your hat to you.
Well, maybe it's his lucky hat.
All right, so Jack, what do you say we get into your song?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Down in Tustin, the scene was hazy. Randy was in charge and it made him crazy. Soon Locke would need to learn how to fly. If he didn't, he would surely die. Meanwhile, Locke needs to forget about playing Risk. Locke is dead, they say, long live Locke. That's what the people say. Long live Locke. Come on and join the flock. Long live Locke. Is he dead or alive? He goes around telling people he's the one and only, but everyone knows he's full of baloney. Jack is on the island telling him the man's insane, but off the island Locke is using a cane. His dad pushed him out a window and he broke several discs. Locke is dead, they say. Long live Locke. That's what the people say. Long live Locke. Come on and join the flock. Long live Locke. Is he dead or alive? Window side, locks a bombing, falling down. Jacob touched his shoulder. Is Locke dead? Is Locke dead? Is Locke dead? Is Locke dead? Long live Locke. That's what the people say. Long live Locke. Come on and join the flock. Long live Locke. Is he dead or alive?
Wow. That was amazing.
Oh, man.
Is there any,
we're so
any,
flat.
Any truth to the rumor that that's going to be in Guitar Hero?
Oh, that'd be a great Guitar Hero game.
That was one take. Well, my part.
Uh huh.
Your part was you had trouble with it.
Yeah, it was very difficult to.
In fact, at one point, I had to come in and do the. Didn't have to go and do the backup because you couldn't do it?
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
I like it.
I didn't want to sound terrible alone.
I'm always here to help.
All right. Let's get into some. Oh, first, let's get into our sponsor today, but after that, we're going to get some listener feedback, so let's go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions. Your employees don't have to stand in line to cash their check or put their check inside the bank account.
No, it's there.
Yeah,
it's on your card.
It's on the card. No more lost or stolen checks. Your company that uses it can achieve 100% paperless payroll. And not only do you save money on, you know, using the paper to print the checks,
you're going green.
You're going green, and you're saving the environment using up this paper. Free in-house multilingual client support 24/7, 365 days a year. The funds are FDIC insured, which is the same insurance that the banks give you. Actually, federal government gives you the banks. But it has text and email voice alerts for load and balance information, which is great. Visa and MasterCard for the cards available. And with their program, you can pay anyone, anytime, anywhere in the world. So it's a great solution for people that employ.
It's the wave of the future. So check it out, guys.
Yes. Go to globalcashcard.com for Plus, more
like,
information.
Like you said, they're going to be very involved in the podcast over the next year. And they're going to be, like I said, they're offering big prizes and stuff like that. So not only are they helping us, they're helping you. Should be good for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jack, what do you say we get into listener feedback?
Do it.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Shay from Tallahassee, Florida, the woman from Tallahassee, if you do. First-time caller, long-time listener. I'm just rewatching the series, and I'm up to season 3, and I just had a crackpot theory. I think the guy with one eye who is in the technology hatch is a pirate from the Black Rock because he wears pirate patch and he also has a thing with animals. So that's my crackpot theory of the week, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks for doing a great show. Bye.
Hey there, guys. This is David from Raleigh, North Carolina. My crackpot theory is that Lapidus was not supposed to be the flight or be the pilot of Flight 811. He was supposed to be, or 813, he was supposed to be the pilot for the replacement flight or the dummy flight that was planted in the ocean. Because I believe when he was on the phone to the news station, he just said something like, I was supposed to be the pilot of that plane, and he didn't necessarily specify which one. So I don't believe he was supposed to originally be on the plane. I think he was supposed to be on the dummy plane. So that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking with it. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Just had a theory and thought I'd call in. So, Jay, your number one question that had to be answered was, why are they all selected? Why is it these specific 48 people? Well, I have a theory about that. As we all know, the Black Rock's laying on the middle of the island, and we think Richard Alpert's from that. Well, maybe they're all descendants from the Black Rock. They're all the great, great, great grandchildren of the people who were on the Black Rock and were never supposed to leave. They somehow got off, and now they're being brought back. So that's just an idea. All right, thanks. Great show. Keep it up. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
All right, the last person didn't give their name, right?
No, I really like that theory.
That is. I could see that being the case, that they're all the descendants mm-hmm. of the Black Rock.
They were never
supposed to leave.
Exactly. I like that.
So over time, they left, and that's why they had to gather them all back and bring mm-hmm. them back to the island.
Yeah.
They keep leaving, keep having to go back. We gotta go back, Kate.
The only I guess I could go against that is Esau said that, you know, when the when the ship was there.
DWG?
Was there. The ship, and we assume it was the Black Rock's like, oh, you brought more people. So maybe, you know, that's something like
that. Well, Jacob likes a party. He doesn't like to be alone, and you know, if you got a guy like DWG who's kind of a downer,
uh-huh.
didn't want any fish, said, no, I'm good. I've already eaten. I don't want any fish.
Uh-huh.
I don't want any of your lettuce fish. Your fish with leaves. I'll pass.
The leaves were plates, I think, like makeshift plates.
They have, you know, come on. They have Dharma plates on the island.
It's just like, it seemed like in the 1800s. I don't think they had plates.
Well, go spin himself. He was making, what was he making in the foot, the statue? What was he?
He was under the foot.
He was spinning
there.
Something. You know, he was making
the tapestry.
Right. So make some plates.
All right.
David from Raleigh, North Carolina, who was on the dummy flight. Now, was that you? Is that Jay? No, he's talking about the plane that was that Widmore, the fake.
Yeah, I don't think there was supposed to be a pilot. I think he just put dead bodies on a plane, just put it in the water.
Well, he knew it wasn't the regular pilot because he wasn't wearing his ring.
Yeah, and I think he was more saying that he was supposed to be on the actual 815, not the fake
one. So you're saying David and Raleigh is mistaken?
Yes, incorrect. But, I mean, it's an interesting theory, and it's a nice angle, but I really think, he didn't know that that was a dummy flight, and also, I don't think it was actually a plane that took off. I think he just got a plane, filled it with dead people, you know, because they showed the dug graves, and put a bunch of dead people in it and just sunk it.
And we still don't have an answer for that, why he did that, right?
Notice, you know, put people off the track.
I know that, but it's island. Like, it just... But if you can't find the island, why do you have to be taken off the trail?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, if you can't find...
When you're an evil, sinister man, he has his reasons.
If the only one that can find the island is Hawkins...
I think he didn't want people searching and accidentally finding it.
But you can't find it. How are you going to find it by accident?
I don't know.
Maybe Desmond the Coward won't push the numbers? Is that the deal? Maybe. And then we had Shay, who says that she was talking about the one eye patch guy, which is Mikhail. Uh-huh. That maybe he is a descendant or someone from the Black Rock.
I don't know.
He's wearing a patch.
But he's Russian, so I don't know. I mean,
you can have Russian pirates. Yeah.
I guess you know. I don't know. They always think they're more kind of like a British or Spanish kind.
Instead of rum, they drink vodka. What do you think?
Crystal Head vodka from Dan Aykroyd.
There you go. Who's not sponsoring the show? So let's stop talking about it.
Okay. All right. Oh man, but I don't know. But why? What's I don't get the animal part. Do pirates like animals? I don't know.
She
said, but I don't know.
We had a cat.
He had a cat, and he had the cow on his cow. Little thing.
I forgot about the cow. Yeah. That was so random. When the cow was there. When Lapidus, remember Lapidus?
Yeah, that
same cow. It was like, you know, that cow's had more airtime on Lost than you or I.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
Okay. What do you say we get into our last set of calls here?
Well, we didn't tell people, did we?
About what?
We tried to be a log-carrying guy. We told this on the... what did we say?
I think you tweeted
it. I tweeted. Yeah, we tried to be... Oh, I never told the story. I was going to tell the story.
Okay.
Should I tell the story?
Why don't you say it for another day?
I think we should bring it now, because
go ahead.
Because people are going to be like, oh, what was the story?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we called the person. Mm-hmm. We were given a number. I called the person.
Yes.
And the person answered the phone. Mm-hmm. A woman. Mm-hmm. And I give my name. I say, hi, my name's Jack Loeffler. My son and I did it. She goes, this is Jack Bender? I go, no, I wish. I go, but no, this is Jack. My son and I, we do the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. Dead silence.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she knew what a podcast was or didn't know who you were anyway. And so I said, well, we'd like to be extras on Lost. You know, we're going to be in Hawaii at a certain time. And she goes, are you in Hawaii now? I go, no, I'm in Raleigh. It's kind of like Hawaii. Nothing. I was getting nothing from her.
Maybe you got on like a bad day.
I might have got on a bad day. Or maybe my timing was off.
So basically she shut us down.
She shut us down. She said no. So. Well, I understood why. You mm-hmm. have to live in Hawaii because you have to be on a moment's call. If they're on call. If they need you in 30 minutes, you better be there in 30 minutes. Since I live in Raleigh, it'd be hard to get there in 30 minutes. So I understood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little sad though.
Don't give up hope yet. It's not. It's
no, we're not. We're not giving up hope. No.
There's still flash forward.
Or V.
All right, Jack. Let's get to the last set of calls here.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Chris from Colorado, and I'm not sure if you've addressed this because I've only been listening to your podcast for this last year. But Ben and Locke are obviously brothers. They have the same mother. So how do you think that is going to resolve in this last season? And how does it play in with Esau and Jacob and the book they put out, you know, a couple years ago, Bad Twins? So somehow this brother thing has got to play out. But anyways, just wondering about your thoughts on that. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Kevin in Phoenix. The saying razzle dazzle actually comes from one of the writers. Can't remember which one is friends with the show, Opie and Anthony on XM Radio, and their producer, Steve Carlissimo, likes to say, razzle dazzle. And their friend, the writer, said that he'd put it into the show somehow. That's where razzle dazzle comes from. That's all I got. Bye.
All right. Well, I guess that kind of explains it.
That puts that to rest.
Now forever, in eternity.
We're done with razzle dazzle. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because we've
yeah.
been trying to figure out where they came up with the Razzle Dazzle. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said Stripes. A lot of people said, what did the people say?
Well, I think chronologically, that's first, Razzle Dazzle.
You think Stripes?
The one that I know. I
mean, Razzle Dazzle. It's been out there. Dazzle. It's been out there forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Shazam.
Shazam.
Which is from?
Shazam.
What's that?
What's his name? Almighty Eyes. Shazam. It's, what's it? Billy,
okay, Shazam,
Billy
Batson. Billy Batson. What's his actual name? Like, it's often confused. His name's not Shazam. His
I know.
Name
it's,
is...
I used to watch the TV show. They used to drive it around in a little motorhome.
Give up?
I give up.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. My God. I kept thinking Marvel, but I couldn't get Captain out of it. He just didn't look like a captain to me.
Well, the reason why is it used to be called Captain Marvel in the 40s, and it was actually more popular than Superman, that comic. And DC Comics actually successfully made a lawsuit to stop the publication of it, and or they won a lawsuit or something. So then they stopped using it. And DC Comics actually bought the rights to Captain Marvel, but by the time they bought the rights, the name Captain Marvel, like the copyright to that, already lapsed. So then Marvel Comics bought it and they made their own Captain Marvel. So then DC Comics couldn't use Captain Marvel on the covers or anything like that. So they just said,
"This is so hardcore."
Yeah. So then they said, "By the powers of Shazam" on the title. So like whenever you see Captain Marvel anywhere, they have to like title it Shazam.
Did you ever watch the Saturday morning TV show?
No, I like the comic book character.
The Saturday morning, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good.
It was pretty pretty rocking.
Pretty rocking.
It was pretty rocking. Yeah. Well, they had this motorhome and they'd drive around and he'd just go, you know, there someone needed help, he'd go Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go off and save him. Special effects were outstanding.
I bet.
They were pretty cool. And we had Chris from Colorado. She's only been listening to you guys for a year.
Yeah, I feel bad.
A year. Really? So, but she says, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah, they don't have the same mother. I don't.
Did they have the same mother?
No. I mean, maybe she may know something I don't know, but
what's
I never
the inside,
thought it was the same mother.
What's the inside scoop on that one? Yeah, well, I think that's been a rumor out there.
I rumored, but it's never been confirmed.
I thought the rumor was they had the same father.
Something like that, because Anthony
Cooper's been rumored to be the same father, but could it be the same mother?
Well, I mean, we've seen both. I mean, Michael Emerson's wife, Carrie Preston, plays his mother.
Right.
And the person that played Locke's mother is a different actress, obviously, and much older.
Well, what?
And the young one as well.
But bad twin, so maybe it's the father.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be cool if they were brothers, because remember back in season 2 when Ben was in, you know, the gun locker, they gave him the book Brothers Karsmanoff or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
You think John, that's the reason he's so bitter, is because his brother has a better head of hair? What do you think?
I don't, you know, they both have cool hairstyles, but I think Locke's bald head looks better.
Really?
Yeah, I think he pulls it off.
You think it's better than Ben's hair?
Ben has a cool kind of spiky hair kind of thing, but I think I do it better. But, yeah.
Wow. So not only are you calling out Chris, you're calling out Michael Emerson.
I'm just kidding.
But that would be cool if they were brothers.
Yes. But I don't know if it's been proven that they don't have, I don't think they have the same mother.
Well, she says obviously.
So I,
that threw me off when I said,
I don't know.
Can you call back in and tell us, because I'm confused.
I obviously don't know.
I don't know. So did we miss something?
We must have.
Maybe or,
okay, we probably didn't, but let us know.
Well, maybe.
Let us know why. Prove us wrong.
Well, it's not hard to prove us wrong.
No, but prove us wrong. I don't think so, but prove us wrong.
Prove Jay wrong.
All right, Jack, ready to close.
Because if you've only been listening a year, you'll know that I will never,
wrong.
Even if I am wrong, I will not admit it.
All right, Jack, ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Also,
yes,
we asked you a while back to send in your lost photos of we're going to do something at the end of the year at Comic-Con next year. So if you have photos of you actually wearing a Jay and Jack t-shirt anywhere, have photos of you with us, send them to us to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting together something that we think is going to be pretty nice. And
yeah, so send if you have pictures of anything, you know. If your Lost shirt or your Jay and Jack shirt or at one of the panels or something like that.
Something that just has something to do with us and Lost and all of us together. And
we'll get Sarah McLachlan to sing.
Yes. I'll remember you.
Then that'll be sad. Like, then it'll be like listeners that have died or something. That's just sad. That's
Doesn't have to be a dying.
Or something. If we had Sarah McLachlan do it, I'll remember you. That's
But then that she'll remember. You can remember someone that doesn't die.
We could do it like Seinfeld style with Green Day's "Time of Your Life."
There we go. I thought you were gonna do a song.
Yeah, I'll do a song. Whatever.
But your songs are always depressing, though.
Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time! 206-309-0311.
Calling time with your last question, comments, and or theories. Also, you can give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our new podcast based on TV show, Flash Forwardcast, with Jay and Jack. You can search on iTunes for Jay and Jack and find Flash Forwardcast.
And that one will be a little less rambling, because we'll actually have something to talk about. We've seen the episode.
Yeah,
I like the episode, and I can't wait to see the second episode.
Exactly, it looks really good.
And we're not sellouts because we only saw the first one. We're not going to see all the other ones down the line. So.
Well, unless we do.
And like we said in the Flash Forward podcast, it really wasn't being a sellout because we were taking a podcast that we didn't know anything about, TV show we didn't know anything about. And like I said, if you've heard the Flash Forward,
we knew about, but we didn't like watch it yet.
I agreed to do it only because Dominic Monaghan agreed to do it, and I said, okay, if he's in, seriously, I said if he's going to do it, I'll do it. That was his selling point, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have hate towards Dominic like you.
You're always just trying to divert attention from the fact that you hate Terry O'Quinn.
I do not hate Terry O'Quinn.
All right. Also,
I can honestly say I don't think I hate anyone. The only character I didn't like was Carl. I didn't hate Carl. I just didn't.
Well, you wanted him to die. You were happy when he died.
When he died, I just thought it was pretty cool. He died.
And also, be sure to. Check out newdia.tv October 5th for our fall season.
Yes.
All right. So that is that. We'll see you guys Friday for the Flash Forward cast and then on Saturday for the Married Man podcast.
And then V will be out shortly after that?
Yeah, they will be.
I don't know we're going to talk about V. We have seen the first episode on V. I know we're sellouts, but we were at Comic-Con and they
exactly.
They said, hey, anyone that was there could go see it. So we technically weren't selling out.
Exactly.
We also had to sit through Vampire Diaries.
Which was rough. Which is like paying for admission.
They really should have paid us to watch it.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see you guys.
It's a hit, though, isn't it?
I think so. It's on CW. If you get like 2 viewers, I think that's a hit on CW standards.
Wow. Now what happens if you...
Our new sponsor, CW.
CW. Check them out.
All right.
Both of you, check them out.
Also, for official dates for the Autism Speaks.
30 hours this year. Autism Speaks.
The days are?
March 20th and 21st, starting March 20th at 12 noon. Raleigh time,
which is East Coast or Eastern Standard
Eastern
Time.
Daylight Time or whatever it is that time of year. March 20th at noontime, we're going to go. We're going to line up some great guests. We're going to have a pickup hockey game for people that bike to skate. No, for people who like to skate, who play hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Even people from Canada are invited. You know, their style of hockey is a little lower on the grade scale than the United States. But, they can play hockey also. That was actually a suggestion by Illyrio, our good friend Illyrio. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have great things. We're going to have a hotel rate for you guys to get a good rate if you guys want to come down and spend time with us. And that's the deal. March 20th and 21st.
All right.
12 noon.
So that is that for today.
And we're planning door prizes too. So
door prizes.
Who doesn't want to go home with a door?
Exactly. All right. We'll see you guys Friday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.